You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
Hi, this is Paul Lazarus. In the 1980s, I produced and hosted a radio series called Anything Goes, a celebration of the American musical theater. Now the Broadway Podcast Network is bringing back these shows. This is the second of a three-part series taking a listen to the extraordinary work of the late, great Ethel Merman. This program originally aired in 1984 and covered Merman's entire Broadway career, from her debut in the Gershwin's Girl Crazy to her final show, Hello, Dolly.
The musical comedy Stars in Your Eyes got off the ground in January 1939. Jimmy Durante was in the show and, as usual, kept the audience screaming.
He was a character. He really was. He had a private phone. He spent on the horses all the time, you know. He had the private phone in the dressing room. They'd be late for cues. He'd be betting on a horse or something, you know. And I never knew what he was going to do. We did the number... he'd say, "Don't raise the bridge, boys, lower the river." And he'd break me up and he'd say things.
Jimmy Durante, if you and Ethel Merman would only let us have a sample of that delirious bit of fooling that comes near the end of the show, I could die happy. I see you're all very interested in my joyous demise, so I'll take a chance and set the scene. Bill, the hot idea man of the movies, played by Jimmy Durante, has the notion that if a Russian dancer can be used in a Kentucky picture... it should be much better than to put Kentucky in Russia. So, we're in Russia in the throne room of the Tsar, and Ethel Merman, the Tsarina, is about to enter.
Her Imperial Majesty, the Tsarina of all the Russias.
How are you all, I have no doubt. His Imperial Highness has not laughed for many a year. We must cheer him up with song and story. Summon the court musician.
Yes, Your Majesty.
I will now sing a madrigal to cheer His Majesty up. And as for you, my loyal subject, climb on that harpsichord and hammer it out. Tsar, dear, we're married. Isn't it wonderful? You've got this great, big, beautiful throne. We have millions. You have me. What a happy Tsar you ought to be. It's all yours, everything you see. It's all yours, absolutely free. Just leave that cloister, baby, stop moping. The world's your oyster, ready to open. It's all yours, if it's health you want, to call yours. You want the sun, the moon, the land, and the sea too, me too. It's all of it yours, it's all of it yours. It's all yours.
Laugh and the world laughs with you.
It's all yours.
Opportunity knocks but once. If you could keep your head about you when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. It never rains but it pours. Little man, you've had a busy day.
It's all yours.
It takes a heap of house to make a home a living.
It's all yours.
This hurts me more than it hurts you.
The sun,
the moon,
the land and the sea too.
Me too, the sun and the moon.
And the land and the sea, the land of the free too.
Me too.
It's all of it yours. See? So I says to the conductor, I says, "Hey, does this bus go over the Queensborough Bridge?" He says, "Well, if it don't, we're all going to get an awful ducking."
Going to work the other night, a guy stopped me and he asked me for $1.98. I said, "What do you want $1.98 for?" He said, "I'm tired of asking people for a nickel for a cup of coffee." He said, "I'm going to get myself a percolator." The sun and the moon.
And the land and the sea, the land of the free too.
Me too.
It's all of it yours.
J.
Jimmy Durante and Ethel Merman singing It's All Yours from the Schwartz Field score, Stars in Your Eyes.
Here's another tune from that score, A Lady Needs a Change.
Just one brand new man to love me makes a brand new woman of me. I like variation. There's a pounding in my ears. I'm blushing after 7 years. That's just good circulation. I buy a dress on Monday. The dress looks great on Monday. It's on my cook by Sunday. A lady needs a change. I know my future course is a land with fresh resources, where hay is not for horses. A lady needs a change. When Mr. Havelock Ellis tries to tell us why we're so complex, I say, Mr. Ellis, now what the hell is scientific sex? Let's say you like potatoes, and that's all you'll eat, potatoes. But one night you try tomatoes. Ha-ha! Ha-ha! A lady needs a change. When castles start to crumble, when he begins to fumble, when there's no rough and tumble, a lady needs a change. That great demand is dying, so is that great supplying. And when you both stop trying, a lady needs a change. His conversation floors you, gentle nausea, that is all you feel. How you wish you were Lucretia Borgia, just for one good meal. When all his clothes look frowsy, by 10 at night he's drowsy. By 2, boy, is he lousy. Ho ho!
Like Edie, DeBarry was a lady, which, coincidentally, was the name of my next show. In this lavish Frenchy production, I was beaucoup gussied up as Madame DeBarry. And although I had all the good songs, the great comedian, Bert Law, was très magnifique.
Funny thing happened. He used to chase me across a big king-size bed, you know? And he had on, as Louis XIV, he had on this... nightgown, and he had the cap on with the tassel. You know, I'm not the tassel, but the balling of it. But he was so slow. You know, he chased me. And one night, we go over the bed, and he was here, and I came around, and I passed him. It was the biggest laugh in the show. I went, kept going around and around, and passed right by him, say hi. Oh, he was a great artist.
If you're ever in a jam, here I am.
If you ever need a pal, I'm your gal.
If you ever feel so happy you land in jail, I'm your bail. It's friendship, friendship, just a perfect friendship. When other friendships have been forgot, hearts will still be hot. La 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 la, ding ding ding.
If you ever lose your way, come to me.
If you ever make a flop, call for pop.
If you ever take a boat and get lost at sea, write to me.
It's friendship, friendship, just a perfect friendship. When other friendships have been forget, ours will still be in. Lotta, 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 come, come, come. If you ever down a well, ring my bell.
Bonk, if you ever catch on fire, send a wire.
If you ever lose your teeth and you're out to dine. Bar of mine.
It's friendship,
friendship. Just a perfect friendship. When other friendships have been to jail, I will still be well. Waddle, waddle, waddle. Hip, hip, hip.
Your eyes, put me wise.
If they ever cook your goose, find me loose.
If they ever put a bullet through your brain, I'll complain.
It's friendship, friendship. Just a perfect friendship. When other friendships go up in smoke, I will still be old. Lotta, 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 chop, chop, chop.
Wah, wah, wah.
A cluck, cluck, cluck. A whoop, whoop, whoop.
I like that.
A peck, peck, peck. A foot, foot, foot. A quack, quack, quack. A tweet, tweet, tweet. A push, push, push.
A give, give, give. When other friendships go up in smoke, I will still be old. Good evening, friends.
Here we are up to 1940, a year I'll never forget if I live to beat old Methuselah's record. The show was Panama Hattie and my first starring vehicle. Previous to this time, I had been co-starred, and seeing my name in lights over the title alone was a more beautiful sight to me than the Aurora Borealis, and seemed bigger, too. I thank God for giving me a voice, Thomas Edison for inventing the electric light, and Buddy De Silva for putting my name on top.
I wasn't born to stately halls of alabaster. I haven't given many balls for Mrs. Astor. But all the same, I'm in the pink. My constitution's made of zinc, and you never have to give this oil, oil castor. I'm always a flop at a top-notch affair. Well, I've still got my health, so what do I care? My best ring, alas, is a glass solitaire. Well, I've still got my health, so what do I care? By fashion and foppery, I'm never discussed. Attending the Opry, my box would be a bust. When I give a tea, Lucius B.B. ain't there. Well, I've still got my health, so what do I care? Doesn't make people stare. Well, I've still got my health, so what do I care? The sight of my prop never stops the affair. Well, I've still got my health, so what do I care? I knew I was slipping at Minsky's one dawn. When I started stripping, they hollered, "Put it on!" Just once Billy Rose let me pose in the bear. Well, I've still got my vitamins A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. I still have my hair.
You are listening to Anything Goes featuring the late, great Ethel Merman.
Thank you.
Something for the Boys arrived in 1943, a splashy Mike Todd production, Merman singing Cole Porter songs with book by Herbert Fields and Buddy DeSilva. And you're listening to a tribute to Miss Merman on Anything Goes.
This is the United States Treasury Department. The Treasury Star Parade brings you excerpts from the popular Broadway success, Something for the Boys, with a singing star, Miss Ethel Merman, the leading man, Mr. Bill Johnson, and the music of David Bruckman's orchestra. Very early in the festivities, of course, Blossom and Rocky meet and exchange pleasantries, each agreeing amiably that the other is definitely a contribution to the American scenery. Ethel Merman and Bill Johnson in Hey, Good Lookin'.
Rocky? Is your name Rocky?
Yeah.
Well, of course, I should have known. I saw you in town with the band. I should have put you and you together.
What's your name?
Rocky Fulton. Gee, I've been in love with you for a month. Every night at the factory, they used to play your records on the swing shift.
They did?
Yeah, and at 3 o'clock, they gave us a half-hour recess, and I'd go in and take off my shoes and close my eyes, and you and I'd go to sleep together in the women's restroom. When there's a sun above, I always find romantic thoughts of love never enter my mind. But when the day is done, I find that instead I just love everyone. And as Elizabeth Barrett Browning once said, hey, good looking, say what's cooking. Do you feel like cooking some fun tonight? Hey, 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 good looking. If you're not already cooking, could you meet me soon in the moonlight? Why don't we two go roaming through the gloaming while the stars are combing the skies above? Hey, 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 good looking. Give in and we'll begin cooking that delish little dish called love.
Your voice, Miss Ovaltine, has me impressed. You're the missing link between Lily Pons and Mae West. But I must warn you, ma'am, if later you're free and I'm half wolf, my lamb, and as the famous Tallulah muttered to me, hey, hey, good looking, say, what's cooking? Do you feel like cooking some fun tonight? Hey, 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 good looking. If you're not already cooking, wouldn't you meet me soon in the moonlight?
Why don't we two go roaming through the gloaming while the stars are combing the skies above?
Hey, 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 good looking. Give in and we'll begin cooking. That's delicious.
That's rising.
That's divine.
That's so appetizing.
That's delightful.
Itty bitty mouthful.
One of Merman's greatest roles was as sharpshooter Annie Oakley in Annie Get Your Gun, which premiered in 1946. Irving Berlin's score was filled with songs that became Merman's standouts.
Taking stock of what I have and what I haven't, what do I find? The things I got will keep me satisfied. Checking up on what I have and what I haven't, what do I find? A healthy balance on the credit side. Got no diamond, got no pearl, still I think I'm a lucky girl. I got the sun in the morning and
the moon at night.
I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
Got no mansion, got no yacht. Still I'm happy with what I got. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
Still I'd like to express my thanks. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
And with the sun in the morning and the moon in the evening, I'm all right.
Got no mansion, got no yacht. Still I'm happy with what I've got. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Got no silver, got no gold. What I've got can't be bought or sold. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
The second act, I'm returning from Europe after making this big, big triumph over there, and I'm supposed to shoot down a seagull. I'm sitting in a deck chair. I'm supposed to shoot down the seagull and say to my little brother, Jake, Jake, take this down to the chef and tell him to make me a seagull sandwich. I had to get rid of Jake because I had to go into where I got lost in his arms. Mm. And I pulled and bum and bum and nothing.
Nothing
came down. So now I have to get rid of Jake.
Yeah.
So I said, Jake, go down to the chef and tell him to make me a seagull sandwich. Yeah. And the minute I said it, the seagull came down.
Come on, BB. Where's that messenger?
You come too.
Now I'll just stay here a while and think about how I'm going to feel when I see him and how he's going to feel.
Fall in love with Frank.
When I seen him? Don't ask me just how it happened. I wish I knew. I can't believe that it's happened. But still it's true, I got lost in his arms, and I had to stay. It was dark in his arms, and I lost my way. From the dark came a voice, and it seemed to say,
Eleven is very popular as a lucky number. At least it once was for me, since Call Me Madam was my 11th musical comedy. Up to now, I had played every imaginable role, from a Panama Hattie character to a French countess to an American sharpshooter. This time, Lindsay and Krause came out of their huddle with me as a lady ambassador, the stage counterpart of my good friend, Pearl Mester. Call Me Madam was what we call high comedy. It was lusty, lively, lavishly produced, and loaded with colorful and melodic Berlin tunes.
We didn't have, when we opened in New Haven, we didn't have You're Not Sick, You're Just in Love. Oh. That's where the genius comes in, of Irving Berlin. A number was needed so badly to stop the show.
Mm-hmm.
And overnight, I remember we went up to his, everybody lived at the Taft Hotel, and we went up to his room, and he had written, You're Not Sick, You're Just in Love. And then we went to Boston from there, and we put it in the second night in Boston, not the first night, second night. And ever since the night that we put it in, we did four or five encores.
With me was a newcomer who has since made a name for himself in the entertainment world. In Call Me Madam, I played a lady ambassador, and this young man was my assistant. I wonder if you remember the scene where I consoled him over his unhappy love affair. And he consoled me over the fact that I'd been recalled to Washington. I think you'll remember the song. And of course, who could ever forget Russell Knight?
I hear singing and there's no one there. I smell blossoms and the trees are bare. All day long I seem to walk on air. I wonder why, I wonder why. I keep tossing in my sleep at night. And what's more, I've lost my appetite. Stars that used to twinkle in the skies are twinkling in my eyes. I wonder why.
You don't need analyzing. It is not so surprising that you feel very strange but nice. Your heart goes pitter-patter. I know just what's the matter because I've been there once or twice.
Happy Hunting was Merman's next show, and in her autobiography she wrote, Happy Hunting was a jeep among limousines. You had to tend to business, shifting gears and feeding the gas to keep it moving when the going got rough. But if you didn't mind the bumpy ride, it got you there. Howard Lindsay and Buck Krause's book was based on the notion that a diamond in the rough rich woman me, miffed at not being invited to the Grace Kelly Prince Rainier wedding, decided to buy her daughter, Virginia Gibson, a titled husband, Fernando Lamas, but fell in love with him herself, which happily left the daughter free to marry the Philadelphia lawyer, Gordon Polk, she really loved. In the show, Ethel Merman sang a great song, Gee, But It's Good to Be Here.
Gee, but it's good to be here. Frankly, I feel right at home. Here is where all the excitement is. This is champagne with all the fizz. Gee, but it's good to be here. I really feel in rare form. There's nothing like this, not anywhere. There's a magic that fills the air. I'm so ecstatic, I could yell, I could dance about. To be emphatic, I could shout, 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 shout it out. Oh, gee, but it's good to be here. Wouldn't miss this for the world. It's my considered opinion that the place to be is the place I'm at. And I couldn't be more sincere. Gee, but it's good to be here.
Ethel Merman live singing Gee, But It's Good to Be Here.
You've been listening to a look at the Broadway shows of the late, great Ethel Merman, Part 2. Associate producer Jeff London. Anything Goes, Backstage with Broadway's Best, is produced and hosted by Paul Lazarus. For more information, visit anythinggoespl.com. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to rate and follow us. Thanks for listening.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.